Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Chapter titled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead. Shatring Shadvarsha Sahasram Shashasha Kshiti Mandalam Bhogai Punyakshayam Kurvan Bho Abhogair Ashubhakshayam Shatring Shadvarsha Sahasram Shashakshiti Mandalam Bhogai Punyakshayam Kurvan Abhogair Ashubhakshayam Shatringshadvarshasahasram Shashashakshitimandalam Bhogai Punyakshayam Kurvan Bhogai Rashubhakshayam Shatrimshadvarshasahasram Shashakshitimandalam Bhogai Punyakshayam Kurvan Abhogai Rashubhakshayam Shatrimshadvarshasahasram Shashakshitimandalam Bhogai Punyakshayam Kurvan Abhogai Rashubhakshayam. Word for word. Shatringshat 36. Varsha years. Sahasram thousand. Shashasa ruled. Kshitimandalam the earth planet. Bhogai by enjoyment. Punya of reactions of pious activities. Kshayam diminution. Kurvan doing. Abhogai by austerities. Ashubha of inauspicious reactions. Kshayam diminution. Translation by His Divine Grace and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj ruled over this planet for 36,000 years. He diminished the reactions of pious activities by enjoyment, and by practicing austerities, he diminished inauspicious reactions. Purport. That Dhruva Maharaj ruled over the planet for 36,000 years means that he was present in the Satya Yuga, because in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. In the next Yuga, Treta, people used to live for 10,000 years. And in the next Yuga, Dvapara, for 1,000 years. In the present age, the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life is 100 years. With the change of the yugas, the duration of life and memory, the quality of kindness, and all other good qualities diminish. There are two kinds of activities, namely pious and impious. By executing pious activity, one can gain facilities for higher material enjoyment, but due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. A devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or affected by distress. When he is prosperous, he knows, I'm diminishing the results of my pious activities. And when he is in distress, he knows, I'm diminishing the reactions of my impious activities. A devotee is not concerned with enjoyment or distress. He simply desires to execute devotional service. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that devotional service should be apratihata, unchecked by the material conditions of happiness or distress. The devotee undergoes the processes of austerity, such as observing Ekadashi and similar other fasting days, and refraining from illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Thus, he becomes purified from the reactions of his impious life. And because he engages in devotional service, which is the most pious activity, he enjoys life without separate endeavor. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupkada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindha Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishapanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Bancha Kalpa Turupyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai Shri Gaura Purnima ki jai Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this verse about the enjoyment and the suffering, comparing Satyayuga to Kaliyuga. In Satyayuga, there was so much enjoyment that it's hard for us to imagine. One example is given of the mango. I give it often. That now, in Satyayuga, the mango was, it had a seed only as big as an apple seed. And the skin was as thin as an apple skin. So it was all fruit. Now mango has very leathery skin, thick skin, and big seed in the middle. So the quality is diminishing, and by the end of Kali Yuga, it'll be all skin and seed and no fruit left. So all the quality of food will go down and people have to become cannibals. But Satya Yuga, everything was full of sweetness, nectar. People were generally Krishna conscious, generally. Process of meditation was sufficient. Everyone would live 100,000 years and meditate. The classic example is the great sage Valmiki Muni. He was admittedly in a very difficult kind of condition of life, distressed condition of life, degraded life. But he got the mercy of Narada Muni. And then he meditated for 60,000 years, Valmiki Muni. And what was the result of his meditation? He was able to compose Ramayana. Soon Ram Navami is coming up too. So Valmiki Muni was in Satyayuga. The result of his meditation was success. He was able to expound Ram Lila. Now the only downside was that although Dharma was everywhere in Satyayuga, people weren't feeling helpless. They felt everything is perfectly fine. And so they didn't have the same urge to take shelter, Sridhar Swami is explaining. They didn't have the same urge to take shelter of Krishna. They were very comfortable. And even in Kali Yuga we can see that those who are extremely...
But what would they meditate upon?
They were meditating on the super soul in the heart. Yeah, Lord Vishnu.
Okay. So that's the same as taking shelter.
It is, but it's not in a distressed condition, which means that there's so much enjoyment around. And although you may be meditating, if you have mangoes that have a seed the size of an apple and the skin of an apple, then it may be very easy to get distracted in such a pleasant atmosphere. And imagine, just if the mangoes are that way, imagine how there's this opposite sex attraction, how much more it must have been impelling. So, because they felt everything was very nice, it's like a heavenly planet. It's explained in heavenly planets, people don't have so much impetus to remember Krishna, because they're very comfortable and full, pious sense gratification. And they have knowledge. They feel, I don't need to learn anything new. I have everything. And in our age, we also know people who know everything. They're very clean, but they're not so interested. They already know Krishna. So-called. So they didn't feel helpless. But now in Kali Yuga, everything is suffering. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the quality, duration of life and memory, quality of kindness, and all other good qualities diminish. Everything goes down. And Bhagavatam 12th canto explains that even physical stature goes down. So that the residents of the end of Kali Yuga are going to be even shorter than we are. Pygmy people. And Lord Krishna and Ashwatthama from the beginning of Kali Yuga, that Sandeep from Dwapara to Kali Yuga, they were much taller than us. Oh, Krishna, the cows are the size of the dogs. Okay. Wow. We already have some. And we're growing these miniature cows now, and they're highly prized. But show us what we prize, what we value. And so when we compared Valmiki Muni as a good example of that Satyuga, what's an example of Kali Yuga when someone becomes a sadhu? Jesus Christ, he's crucified. He becomes a sadhu. People aren't very receptive to the practice of Krishna consciousness in this age. They simply kill the sadhu. Or at least he becomes highly controversial and not appreciated. So, but on the other hand, the good side of this Kali Yuga is that everyone is suffering like anything and they want to stop suffering. They have sincere desire to stop suffering. Only a very few people actually don't care whether they're suffering or not. That's very rare. Most people have a value system about, I want to have a better life. Even if they think, if their value is, don't mess with my bro, I'll beat you down. You know, at least they have some idea that I don't want him to suffer. You can't do that to him. You know, even the lowest person, he wants to stop suffering. And so that quality will bring humility. Because they'll need to help. They'll need to take help from someone. I need to stop suffering. Help me. And that humility is the thing which will attract Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It's a question of where we find our shelter, where we find our rasa. Everything is moving on rasa, taste. So, materially, we're looking for... It's all the same rasas, actually, also. Material world, spiritual world, the rasas are in the same categories. They're not different. Arivo. There's anger here, there's anger there. There are 12 main rasas that are listed in Bhagavatam. Raudra, anger, wonder, conjugal love, comedy, chivalry, mercy, servitorship, fraternity, horror, shock, neutrality, and parenthood. And all of them, these are the secondary rasas. Of course, there's the five primary rasas also. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. And this Madhurya rasa contains all of those other rasas, because you can experience any of them within that Madhurya rasa. And Lord Chaitanya is the embodiment of Madhurya rasa, of all the rasas. He's the embodiment of all the rasas. Just like Krishna. He is Krishna. Akila Rasamurti Sindhu. He's the sum total of all rasas. Rasaraj, yeah. The king of sweetness. Lord Chaitanya is the embodiment of all rasa. Listen to this verse. Aradho Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayasta Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachirupasana Vrajavaru Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatradharana Para. This is a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's from one of our acharyas, and Prabhupada would repeat a few of these lines quite regularly. It's a very beloved verse, and Prabhupada quoted it often.
I think it's written by Rupa Goswami initially.
Okay.
It's the origin of this verse is composed by Rupa Goswami.
It's definitely a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam by one of our Gaudiya Acharyas. That I'm sure of. So we listed these 12 rasas, and since it's Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, I want to prove conclusively that Lord Chaitanya has demonstrated each of them. So the first one is anger, and we have the pastime of Jagai and Madai. He became transcendentally angry when they attacked Lord Nityananda with that broken alcohol clay pot. And the second is Adbhuta, wonder. So Lord Chaitanya displayed his Sadbhuj form and gave so much wonder to Advaitacharya, right?
Yeah.
Is it and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Yeah.
He appeared in front of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, first in his four-armed Vishnu form, and then his two-armed flute.
Oh.
Well, what happened was, first he spoke Bhagavatam for 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He actually sat on the Vyasasana. He said, sit down, my student. He sat on the Vyasasana, very interesting. And Mahaprabhu kept listening. Don't ask any questions. Are you meek? Are you dumb and deaf? He said, no, I understand what the Bhagavatam is saying, but I don't understand your commentary.
Vedanta, right?
Vedanta.
Yeah.
He said, I don't understand your commentary. And he was very upset. But also, you're just outwardly feigning humility, and inside you have so much pride. So then Mahaprabhu spoke on Vedanta. And he was wonderstruck to hear what Mahaprabhu was saying. But then, his pride was still not completely shattered. So then he quotes this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ravascha Muneo, Nirgantha Api Vikramen, Kurvanti Ahirti Bhakti Ittham Bhuta Guna Hari. And he, you know, this verse is glorifying Krishna, Ittham Bhuta Guna Hari. Even impersonalists are attracted to Krishna as the meaning of this verse. But he gave 9 interpretations of this verse based upon Jnana. And he was very proud of himself that he gave this 9 interpretations of one verse. And Mahaprabhu listened, and then Mahaprabhu explained this verse. He says, so what do you think about this verse? So he gave 18 interpretations of this name, and every single interpretation leading to love for Krishna. And now he fell down off his chair. Now he came to his senses. He says, you can be only one. You want to do this. So then Mahaprabhu lifts him up and he embraces him. And when he embraces him, you know, he basically gets initiated in that sense that he can develop power. He does a bhava, he starts rolling on the ground, and spontaneously, Mahaprabhu then shows him Vishnu form, Krishna form, and Saraswati comes and sits on Sarvabhauma's tongue. And Sarvabhauma starts reciting. I mean, he starts reciting, and, you know, in the state of ecstasy, he composed 100 verses in glorification of Lord Chaitanya called Sarvabhauma Shataka. It says, Vairagya Vidhyanaj Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartha Metha Purusha Purana. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripan Bhakti Radham Prabhupada. This is all primal verses that he composed. So 100 verses, and then Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear. So anyway, so that wonder, you know, right?
Yeah. Jai. It's a lot like the pastime with Jambavan, because when he was defeated, he thought, only the Lord can defeat me, I'm the most powerful person. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the most intelligent person also. So he knew, I got defeated, this must be Bhagavan. Very beautiful. Now, third one is conjugal love. So Lord Chaitanya says the famous verse, Ashli Shiva Padaratam Pinashtamam Adarshanan Marma Hatam Karotava. He says two words which make this distinctly conjugal, with marma and prananath. You never say, you never talk about being vulnerable, like my soft spot, to your friends. That's just not going to happen. That only comes in conjugal relationship. And so he said, you've hit me in the marma, Krishna, my soft spot. I'm now vulnerable. And also prananath. Never tell your friends or your parents that you are the Lord of my life breath. That will never come. This is romantic language. So also number four now is hasya comedy. When Lord Chaitanya was a little boy, he was naughty, and the brahmanas would be chanting Gayatri and Ganga, and he would walk up and throw water in their mouths. So they would be disturbance. He would laugh and run away, swim away. Or you would go underneath water and grab their feet. Pull them under. They may get so angry that they break their Brahmin thread also. Then, five is chivalry. With when
any of the instances of comedy from Rakshasa that I can think, this is very interesting. How did you get this inspiration of sharing this story? This is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Krishna's mercy.
Did you make those notes there?
Yeah. I'm reading from
so
this
any
notes.
Sense of other instances of comedy? I'm sure there are many.
Well, there's some time where Lord Chaitanya passes urine inside of the house of who was it? This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. You know whose house he did that?
Shiva. Nityananda Prabhu would do that in the house of Shiva.
Oh, Nityananda Prabhu was full of.
I don't know if it's.
No, it's some. Aha! Yeah, it was, I think maybe Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He came and passed urine directly on his prasadam. And this was after some. This was. What happened? Forget how it happened. Trust me, he passed urine on someone's prasadam.
It was
Mayavadi thing, huh?
Yeah, and I remember Maria mentioned it, that Lord Chaitanya was trying to prove that if everything is one,
okay.
It doesn't matter for you, but when he was young also, what he was doing, that he was locking people from outside in their houses.
Yeah.
So in the morning they couldn't get out to pass, out of their house.
Correct.
Like in India, you can walk from inside or from outside, they have this red door or whatever it is, so Lord Chaitanya was doing it.
And hide in the bushes with his friends and watch them get an anxiety. Another one Prabhupada mentions is as a small boy where Chaitanya would pinch the babies and make them cry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of hastya, and we need this hastya in spiritual life. We need something to laugh about, otherwise we'll try to find funny stuff otherwise. This is the pure comedy. And then Veera, chivalry, when Chankazi broke Murdanga, had Murdanga get broken, Lord Chaitanya led a torch party to his home. So this is like totally chivalrous. Everybody was shouting, kill the Kazi. And then Lord Chaitanya said, he stopped them also from being violent. He was in complete control of the crowd. So this is like totally chivalrous behavior. And his daya, his mercy, was shown to Srinivas Acharya. Before he was even born, Lord Chaitanya gave him the blessing that he'll be a great Vaishnava Acharya. Srinivas Acharya became... one of the three main of the second generation of Lord Chaitanya, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda, and Narottam Das Thakur, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And I think.
But I think you were mentioning it was
in that's another thing. I'm just saying, before he was born, he gave Srinivas Acharya this blessing that he'll be a great preacher. Narottam, he was just waiting for Narottam to appear and yelling, Narottam! And then he appeared. And there's somewhere also, I think Burijan Prabhu mentioned this, that he let Srinivas Acharya suck on his big toe. Lord Chaitanya's. So doya, full of mercy. And dasya, servitorship. Total servitorship. With Ramchandra Puri, of all people, this person who came just to criticize Lord Chaitanya. He had the business of, he's the one who would feed people too much and then criticize them for overeating. That was his business. And so he invited Lord Chaitanya and forced him to overeat and then began criticizing. And he would periodically come check in on Lord Chaitanya. And once there were some ants, Prabhupada writes, naturally there are ants everywhere. But he said that, oh, I see there's ants. You must be eating sugar candy. What kind of a sannyasi are you? And so Lord Chaitanya then started taking one quarter of his normal amount, which was already very little. And then, of course, because all the other devotees would only take what Lord Chaitanya was taking, they also began to starve. But Lord Chaitanya was so much in the mood of servitorship to his spiritual master's godbrother, Ramchandra Puri, that he was completely Ishwara Puri's godbrother. So Lord Chaitanya considered him Guru Bhai. And he had this mood of servitorship. Eventually it was all resolved, but that dasya was a very prominent thing in that pastime. He was even defending Ramchandra Puri. People were saying, it was another god brother that came to Lord Chaitanya. This was Paramananda Puri. Came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "My god brother, Ramchandra Puri, has the nature of a very bad critic. You shouldn't take his words seriously." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you speaking so harshly about Ramchandra Puri? He's my well-wisher and he wants to protect me in my sannyas ashram." Another god brother of Ishwara Puri, I believe it was Paramananda Puri. Yeah.
He repelled Lord Chaitanya.
"Don't worry about this Ramachandra Puri and his harsh words. He's just a critic." And Lord Chaitanya said, No, how, you can't speak this way about Ramachandra Puri. He's my well wisher." He had this dasya mood. Just like Krishna would take only this mood of a mother from Putana who was trying to kill him, Lord Chaitanya was taking only the mood of a well-wishing senior Vaishnava from Ramchandra Puri. And there's Sakya fraternity. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were best friends and practically brothers. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were walking from Bengal to Jagannath Puri on the request of Mother Shachi, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Mother Shachi said, "Please just go to Puri, it's closer and we can get news about you still." And Lord Nityananda accompanied him. And at one point, Lord Nityananda stole his danda and broke it, threw it in the Ganga.
Now there's some controversy about it. Why did he break it?
This reason, there's probably more than one explanation by our acharyas. But one was that Lord Nityananda was saying, "You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I don't like to see you in the mood of a renunciate. You're supposed to be Poktaram, Yogatapasam, Sarvalok Maheshwaram. You're supposed to be enjoying. I don't want to see you in this renounced way." And it also, because Lord Chaitanya, did he already take sannyas at that point?
That's why he didn't
remember. Yeah, correct. Thank you, obviously. So that was also a general mood. A lot of devotees were feeling very heartbroken when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and cut his hair. So this fits in that context also. But Lord Chaitanya, because he was in this friendly mood, he quibbled a little with Lord Nityananda. They had a bit of transcendental argument, but he was still respectful. And so he said, "Either you go ahead of me or you go behind me, but I'm not going with you to Puri." So there was still some respect.
Another reasons, two other reasons were also mentioned is that because he took from my brother one, the from Kishava Bharati.
Eka Danda, right?
So, that's not a recruit. And also that the regular sannyas was less than Paramahamsa stage.
Yes. And Lord Chaitanya echoes this when he says, "I am not Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Vanaprast, Grihast, Sannyasi, or Shudra. But who am I? Gopi, Bratur, Padakam, Lord, Dasa, Dasa, Anudas. I'm just the servant of the servant of the servant of the maintainer of the gopis." So they had this transcendental friendship. Lord Chaitanya had a transcendental friendship also with Advaitacharya, where Advaitacharya was hosting Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for lunch, and he gave each one the same amount of prasad. It was a long time since they'd seen each other, so he gave plenty of prasad to both of them. And Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a sannyasi, I can't take all this. What are you doing? You just give me a little bit. And he said to Lord Chaitanya, actually, you're Lord Jagannath. You eat 56 preparations every day. I can't believe that you're saying you can't eat this one plate. And then Lord Nityananda says just the opposite thing. He says, I haven't seen you in so many years, and this is all you give me? And then Vaitacharya, he says, no one knows about your background. What kind of a renunciate are you? You're a mysterious vagrant. They have this transcendental argument, and Prabhupada writes, anyone who thinks that this argument is in the purport, he writes, anyone who thinks that this transcendental argument between the Lord and Advaitacharya is an expression of mundane anger is completely bewildered by the modes of material nature. This is just their transcendental loving friendship. Now, bhayanaka, horror, or fear. This was expressed because Lord Chaitanya put fear in the heart of all the devotees when he rejected Chota Haridas. Everyone was just in complete horror that Chota Haridas was...
Rejection Chota Haridas was anger?
No, horror, fear. Everybody became afraid when he rejected Chota Haridas because Chota Haridas was collecting rice to offer to the Lord. And he got some rice, and that rice came to Lord Chaitanya. He was enjoying, and he said to the his servant, he said, who got this rice? It was from Chota Haridas collected it. Oh, where did he get it? And then they went back and found that down the line, Chota Haridas had got this rice from a woman. And it came back to Lord Chaitanya, and he said, oh, tell Chota Haridas that I don't want to see him ever again. And the devotees were just like, first stunned, but then really disturbed and scared, because Chota Haridas was a pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya. If whimsically Lord Chaitanya can just reject someone, it's terrible. What will happen to us? And what will happen to him? Chota Haridas' very life and soul is Lord Chaitanya. And so they began to plead Lord Chaitanya, please, accept him back. And Lord Chaitanya would say things like, don't bring this up to me again, or you'll never see me again. I'll go away from here. Then Chota Haridas became so despondent that he actually chose to end his life because he couldn't wait for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. As a sannyasi or renunciate, disciples of Lord Chaitanya had a very high standard. Lord Chaitanya's, most of his disciples were grihastas, and he was very liberal with giving them as much prasad and enjoyment, transcendental party as possible. But with his renunciate disciples, he was very, very strict, like Chota Haridas. And so Chota Haridas felt, he found some shastric reference that says for a sannyasi, better to, it is death before dishonor. It's better to finish this life to absolve yourself of your sinful reactions than to remain in so-called sannyas as a vomit eater, one who has again taken what he's rejected. Vomit eater. I forget the Bengali for it. But that's what happened. He did. He went to the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna, and Triveni, I guess it was. He went there. Or no, Ganga and Yamuna. And he drown. Then news came back.
But I think that it was not like totally musical. There was that he didn't control his mind. You know, Chaitanya being situated in his heart, he knew about it. It's not like there was no fraud on his part, you know, because
yes,
it was not only the issue that he went to the woman to get the rights, but his, you know, his mind went further than that. That's why Lord Chaitanya got so upset with him. And you know, this woman was not just like ordinary lady, also, it was older woman. It was like older.
That's what our acharyas are pointing out. It wasn't even an old woman. I mean, it wasn't even a young woman. It was an old woman.
She
so this actually supports the point that Lord Chaitanya was being surprisingly strict.
He was.
And therefore that can be interpreted as something that puts the fear into you.
Yeah, no, that's true. The whole pastime does invoke fear.
Yeah, so perhaps whimsical was the wrong word, and I appreciate you correcting me.
Now, what? Why did he? I'm just curious. I don't know this pastime very well. Why did he beg for a woman?
He was begging from everyone. He begged from everyone. For Lord Chaitanya. For Lord Chaitanya.
The woman came and she gave him
he accepted it.
How I remember that he developed, you know, in his mind some kind of wrong consciousness. And I don't know, you know, what exactly was it. I don't think that it was like very clearly specified what it was, but that's why Lord Chaitanya got so upset with him.
And Lord Chaitanya does this also in another case with the prince who took the money from his father, the king, and ended up getting punished by the king to have to go on the Chunga, which is this platform of swords. And he had misspent the money. He just misspent the money on something. And Lord Chaitanya accused him of seeing naked dance shows with it. So he was very serious about this point. You don't be whimsical with the opposite sex. But
Pratapurudra's son, and you know, they lost all the money. Now this was not, this was Pratapurudra's servant, like Pratapurudra was a king, and he had a minister, and the minister and the whole family were devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Correct.
And he had a son, who was, and the devotees came and said, your devotee, his son, has been on the Chanda, he's been beheaded right now. So he said, so what can I do? So then he goes, Mahaprabhu, he's the son of your devotee. The whole family is in distress. His mother is crying. There are devotees. So he said, you want to degrade this sannyasi into this mundane political affairs? I have nothing to do with mundane political affairs. But Mahaprabhu, no, please come, please come. And then he goes, well, what can I do? Well, they come for me for ask for shelter, and then they go and see naked dance shows.
Yeah.
He says, okay. Then he says, okay, don't worry, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
And at that time, Pratapurudra gets
pray to Jagannath. Huh? He says, pray to Lord Jagannath.
Okay. Yeah, that's all an interesting pastime to learn. And then Pratapurudra gets an inspiration. He stops the execution. And he actually reads taken back in his position. So he says, Mahaprabhu's mercy.
And so that has a very sweet ending. Now, this one with Chota Haridas, though, this one really keeps the fear going, because after he does this, he ends his life, according to Shastra, for separation from Lord Chaitanya also. When the news comes back to Lord Chaitanya, when they speak to Lord Chaitanya, one fine day, Lord Chaitanya says, oh, where is Chota Haridas? Bring him here now. Lord Chaitanya, I'm sorry. Left his body. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He did the right thing. And then later, so then after, from that point on, at the night, Lord Chaitanya could hear Chota Haridas singing kirtan in a disembodied form, which is, normally if one commits suicide, they become a ghost. But Chota Haridas, his disembodied form was not due to any sinful activity. It was his way of serving Lord Chaitanya. Mm-hmm. No matter what body you're in, if you're serving Krishna, it's transcendental.
Now, before he committed suicide, he would wait in the road, right? He would wait for Lord Chaitanya to see him somewhere?
I'm not sure. Do you remember
even that? I don't remember that. Now, at any time...
So did he went to like a heavenly planet and he became like a Dharva or something? An angel?
It was some kind of subtle body. That's all I really know.
Have you seen that picture, Lord Chaitanya sitting on the banks of a sea and there's an angel with wings?
Correct. It's a very Western looking angel. That's Chota Haridas. It's on the cover of one of our Chaitanya Charitamrita Leelas.
You never seen that?
Yeah. Well, maybe so. I just
there's a picture, and I was like, you know, so fascinated by the picture. I'm like, what is this picture about?
That's Chota Haridas after that. Now, every time I tell this pastime, or anybody I think tells this one, I usually like when they will also explain that there was a morning walk with Prabhupada, and Vishnu Jan Maharaj was there.
This one's a,
sure. Okay, thank you very much.
I don't know any special song.
Yeah, thank you. Transcendental service. Then, so there was morning walk, and Prabhupada was talking about this pastime of Chota Haridas. And after he said what happened, all the devotees became really quiet. They were like disturbed a little. And Prabhupada said, but I'm not Lord Chaitanya. So I cannot, you cannot do like that and commit suicide. I need you. I'll never reject you. I'm not Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada does not want us to follow in the footsteps of Chota Haridas so that we can have angelic forms singing to the deities. That's not required. This is just a little bit of transcendental fear. Text 10, or number 10 was shock. And when Lord Chaitanya was staying in Jagannath Puri during in Madhyalila, it's explained, when he was at that going home from the Jagannath temple to his home, he would sit down in the ground and start writing stuff in the ground with his nails in a mood of a gopi, kind of shy nervousness from Krishna. He would go through all these different emotions. Practically all of the ones today are in that one lila also. They're all there. He went through all so many ecstatic symptoms. And one of those symptoms, he became totally stunned and lost consciousness. Just fell on the ground. There are many times where Lord Chaitanya experienced this stunned and shocked nature and would just fall unconscious. During Rath Yatra, number of times. And also, of course, so many people got shocked by Lord Chaitanya. He shocked the entire community of brahmanas by the Smartha Brahmana community by accepting people from all orders of life and spreading Nagar Sankirtan to anyone and everyone. He said he would shock people with these iconoclastic statements like Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Kene Noi Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. Guru doesn't matter, he can be Shudra also. Shudra doesn't matter if he's Vipra, doesn't matter if he's Sannyasi. Just if he knows the science of Krishna, he's Guru. And this is, it's, although it was shocking, it's totally according to Shastra. Even Lord, even Krishna's spiritual master was Agrahasta Sandipani Muni. He had a wife. And so actually, there are Shastric references that say that the spiritual master must have a wife also. So that's also there. So Lord Chaitanya would not compromise with the popular trendy ideas about what it means to be a Vaishnava, what it means to be so-called Hindu.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dhritadharma Prabhu came and he was talking that he's also an initiating spiritual master.
Yeah.
Very interesting to hear that. He has two disciples. He says, I don't make a big deal about it.
And he's a brahmachari.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yep. Then, 11, Shanta, neutrality. So Lord Chaitanya is making the whole world peaceful. He's extinguishing the fire of anxiety through his Sankirtan movement. And when he was a baby, he would be crying. Lord Chaitanya would be crying. And he would totally become peaceful when they would chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. Otherwise, he would never stop crying unless they chanted Hare Krishna. And Vatsalya, parenthood. This one is very sweet. When Sanatana Goswami was covered with these sores that were oozing, what is that called medically?
Abscess.
Abscesses. He was covered in these abscesses that were weeping. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And Sanatana Goswami became so embarrassed and apologetic. You can't do this, please. I'm so unclean, don't touch me, please. And Lord Chaitanya was saying, that for to you and to all of the Goswamis, like Rupa Goswami, all of them, I'm just like your father. Nothing, no condition will ever affect our my love for you. Wow, that is Vatsalya Ras. So now how do so we Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. He's that Akila Rasamriti Sindhu. He's Rasaraj. So to understand Lord Chaitanya, it takes the same thing to understand Krishna. Bhaktya mama bijani di yavan yas chasmi tatpata yato mam tatpato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. When one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So that's there for Lord Krishna, and it's there for Lord Chaitanya also. Although Lord Chaitanya may give special mercy a little more freely than Krishna. That's the general requirement, devotional service. And humble devotional service mainly means Harinam Sankirtan. We start, that's our movement, Sankirtan movement. We just chant Hare Krishna together. Chant, dance, and feast.
Jai.
Hari Bol. Any...
Do you want to call Yeah. Jai, it's...
Krishna.
It's amazing how you. I like the sculpture of the nature. Very wonderful.
Thank you.
Very inspiring.
Anything to add or questions?
No, I think you gave me some inspiration to research the pastime sort of with us in detail.
Mm.
I somehow have lost this, lost that query, you know, I've lost that inspiration. I think today is Gaura Purnima, I'm going to use that. To research the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. And I was reading about this pastime of Sarvabhauma Acharya in more detail. Especially I was dealing with Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri composed 64 verses on the spot in the plays of Ganga. And he goes, yeah, they're all good, but there's some faults. And Keshav Kashmiri goes, you know, so Mahaprabhu kind of goes, gives a little bit of dose, you know, in installments. So he goes, yes, I understand the Vedanta, but I don't understand the interpretation of it. So Sarvabhauma says, so you're just outwardly feigning humility, and inside you're so proud. So why don't you explain to me the meaning of Vedanta? So Keshav Kashmiri says, oh, really? You found a fault. Can you explain to me? He says, in verse number 34, there are five embellishments, and there are five faults. And he repeats verse number 34, and he goes, really? And he mentions the embellishments first, and Keshav Kashmiri is smiling, and he's very happy to hear his embellishments. At the same time, he's wonder-struck that first of all, he remembers all the verses, he remembers the specific one, but then he says there are five faults. And he said the first fault is redundancy. Redundancy.
Mm.
You know, Ganga is already the wife of Shiva. They don't have to say it again. And then he says the second one is... So the first is repetition, the second one is this, you know, third is this, fourth is this, fifth is this. And by this time, Keshav Kashmiri led to lose his consciousness. But then Mahaprabhu adds, actually, if you really analyze this word scrutinily, there are more than 100 faults. But I don't think we have time for that. And Keshav Kashmiri wants to speak, but he goes deaf. He goes dumb. He cannot speak anything. His ornament, the intelligence and... From me comes remembrance, memory, and intelligence. Said so he wanted to speak, but he couldn't speak. And at that time, he just surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. But his pride was still not completely gone. He goes back home, mm-hmm. He lays down, and he says, Brother Saraswati, why did you do this to me? And Saraswati said, today you met my husband.
Mm. Chai.
But then he wakes up, and then Lord Chaitanya gives him darshan in his real form.
Wow.
And then he understands.
Is this CC? Yeah. CC, yeah.
I'm looking about the
Haridas.
Thank you,
Jai.
Jai. Jai. So.